What destroyed the British was what destroyed every opponent of the Zulus. The terror created by the precision of their movements, the feeling of being encircled in an ever-tightening space, the occasional sight of a fellow soldier succumbing to the horrible Zulu spear, the war cries, the spears that rained down at the moment of greatest weakness, the nightmarish sight of a reserve force suddenly joining the circle. For all the superiority of their weaponry, the British collapsed under this calculated psychological pressure. The history of war is littered with stories of dramatic adjustments and reversals, except in one place, the envelopment. Whether physical or psychological, this is the only true exception to the possibility of turning things around. When properly executed, this strategy gives your opponents no gaps to exploit, no hope. They are surrounded, and the circle is tightening. In the abstract space of social and political warfare, encirclement can be any maneuver that gives your opponents the feeling of being attacked from all sides, being pushed into a corner and denied hope of making a counterattack. Feeling surrounded, their willpower will weaken. Like the Zulus, keep a force in reserve, the loins to work with your horns. You hit them with these forces when you sense their weakness growing. Let the hopelessness of their situation encircle their minds. Keys to warfare. The battles of daily life occur not on a map, but in a kind of abstract space defined by people's ability to maneuver, act against you, limit your power, and cut into your time to respond. Give your opponents any room in this abstract or psychological space, and they will exploit it, no matter how powerful you are or how brilliant your strategies. So make them feel surrounded. Shrink their possibilities of action and close off their escape routes. Just as the inhabitants of a city under siege may slowly lose their minds, your opponents will be maddened by their lack of room to maneuver against you. There are many ways to envelop your opponents, but perhaps the simplest is to put whatever strength or advantage you naturally have to maximum use in a strategy of enclosure. Remember, the power of envelopment is ultimately psychological. Making the other side feel vulnerable to attack on many sides is as good as enveloping them physically. A few well-timed blows to make your enemies feel vulnerable in multiple ways and from multiple directions will do the same thing for you. Often, in fact, less is more here. Too many blows will give you a shape, a personality, something for the other side to respond to and develop a strategy to combat. Instead, seem vaporous. Make your maneuvers impossible to anticipate. Your psychological encirclement will be all the more sinister and complete. The best encirclements are those that prey on the enemy's pre-existing inherent vulnerabilities. Be attentive, then, to signs of arrogance, rashness, or other psychological weaknesses. Once Winston Churchill saw the paranoid streak in Adolf Hitler, he worked to create the impression that the Axis might be attacked from anywhere, the Balkans, Italy, Western France. Churchill's resources were meager. He could only hint at these possibilities through deception. But that was enough. A man like Hitler could not bear the thought of being vulnerable from any direction. By 1942, his forces were stretched across vast parts of Europe, and Churchill's ploys made him stretch them even thinner. At one point, a mere feint at the Balkans made him hold back forces from the invasion of Russia, which in the end cost him dearly. Feed the fears of the paranoid, and they will start to imagine attacks you hadn't even thought of. Their overheated brains will do much of the encirclement for you. Reversal. The danger of envelopment is that unless it is completely successful, it may leave you in a vulnerable position. You have announced your plans. The enemy knows that you are trying to annihilate it, and unless you can quickly deliver your knockout punch, it will work furiously not only to defend itself, but to destroy you, for now your destruction is its only safeguard. Use this strategy only when you have a reasonable chance of bringing it to the conclusion you desire.